Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you on this Thursday, November the 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today we will be looking at the just-ended climate summit, which was in the United Kingdom, where President Mnangagwa also attended. And as usual, we'll update you of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's currently the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe says as of 3 November, that's yesterday, 133,091 is the number of the confirmed cases since the pandemic started. And there's also, there were recorded 4,600 deaths, and more than 3 million people have been vaccinated. That is 3.3 million, while 44 new cases were reported in one death in the past 24 hours.
Yes, and the Minister of Health also says that the country needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. And we also saw the deputy president or the vice president, Mr. Constantino Chiwenga, announcing that there is actually an extension of the COVID-19 lockdown for 2 weeks. And he also went on to say that young children can now get the COVID-19 vaccine. They stipulated the ages of the teenagers that are now eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So this is what has been coming out. But as you said, Star, we will also be looking at issues to do with environment and also see how this conference, the climate conference, is actually, it translates on the ground, where we've seen a lot of women and girls saying that they are being impacted by the difference in climate. When you look at the situation that happened after Cyclone Idai,
wele bilitani ukuthi hayi umomo usuguqukile eZimbabwe kusukela kwasukela ngoNovember 2017 siyakwazi ukuthi isikhathi lapho kwasusa khona uMongameli Robert Mugabe esihlalweni ngoba abantu besithi kasabusi kuhle ngakho ke yena besisho ukuthi hayi wasuka ke esihlaleni kwangena ukubona kuhulumende kaMnangagwa osebusa ngcono sizakucubungula ke lokho sibuze kabahlonishwa bethu abalapha ukuthi bona bakukholwa yini lokho ukuthi ngempela kwenzakala kumbe lokho bebona iZimbabwe efanayo. Njalo-ke silikhumbuze-ke njengensukwini ukuthi hhayi i-COVID-19 ilokhu ikhona, abantu beqaphele. Njalo kule mbiko-ke ebesiyitholile ukuthi eBulawayo amanzi avaliwe idolobho lonke ngenxa yengxaki nje ezamagetsi, kuvalwekele zonke izakhamizi, kwasala kuphela ngaphi ema-industrial sites nenzikini yedolobho lemafekithali, kukanti abantu bonke-ke bangawaswela la manzi. Singazi kumbe asebuyile, kodwa ngemzuzwana nje edluleyo abengabuyi la manzi, kodwa bathi baphuthuma bazame ukululungisa lolu daba ngoba sibona ukuthi i-COVID-19 ikhona, abantu kuyadingeka ukuthi begeze izandla. Ngakho-ke umabhalane omkhulu wekhansil uMnumzana Christopher Dube wethulile-ke umbiko esithi hhayi bayaxolisa ngalokhu, kodwa abantu bebelesineke angabuya amanzi la namhla, nxa engabuya angabuya kusasa, njalo bazaphiwa inkonxa zamabhawuza ukuthi bezincedise ngoba i-coronavirus ilokhu ikhona elizweni. Nanxanje sokuhlatshwe abantu ijekiseni yokuthi bazivikele abayi-3.3 million, kodwa-ke baningi abalokhu bengahlatshwa. Njalo sokwafa-ke abanye labo abedlula inkulungwane ezedlula ezine, 4.6 million selokhu igcikwane leli laqhamukayo le-coronavirus, kodwa hhayi uhulumende uthi ulwisana labo. Ngakho-ke sizakhangela-ke, yizo-ke indaba esiyabe sizikhangela namuhla. Singayi-ke kubahlonitshwa bethu, ungasichazisela-ke Marvelous.
Ayi watina kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che-Women's Life Talk. Nasi tiri kutaura isu tiri kuno kuWashington DC pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 November 4, 2021. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano uchangobva kupera kuguta reGlasgow kuScotland, uko mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachienda kumusangano uku, uko vari kuti nasi vachitaura vasvika muHarare vataura ivo kuti vakakwanisa kusangana ne vatingati vatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vanga vagara kwenguva yakareba vasati vambotaura nenyika yeZimbabwe vachitaura ivo kuti vakakwanisa kunge vachiwanikwa vachitaurawo vachitengesa nyika yeZimbabwe uyezve vachiedza kutaura kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika zvibviswe. Takaona zvakare kuti kumusangano uku kwanga kuine mapato anopikisa ane avo vanoitawo zvematongerwo enyika vemapato anopikisa vachiti ivo havasi kufara nemafambisirwo anga ari kuitwa zvinhu neZimbabwe. Uyezve tikaonawo vamwe veZANU-PF vebato iro riri kutonga pari zvino ramamunangagwa vachionekwawo vari iko ikoko vachiti mabasa ari kubatwa navamunangagwa akanaka uyezve kuti pari zvino vari kufadzwa neyavari kuti iyo re-engagement iri kuitwa navamunangagwa. Saka tange tiri kutarisa izvozvo tisingakanganiwo zvakare kuti pasi rose kusanganisira nenyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino vachiri imo panyaya yeCOVID-19 denda ratekeshera pasi rose uyezve munyika pari zvino riri kuwanikwa iro vanhu vachikurudzirwa kuti vaende kunobayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Basi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vadaudzira 3.2 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vanoda kuti vabaye vanhu vanosvika ivo pa10 million kuti denda iri riwanikwe richisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity, zvinoreva kuti vanhu vanenge vasisawanikwe ivo vachitapurirana denda iri. Asi tiri ipapo zvakare takaona vanova ivo mutevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachitaura kuti tinoti lockdown yawedzerwa munyika ne2 weeks uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pane zvizhinji zvichange zviri kuitika munyika kuitira kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibatsirwa kuti vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Todzokera panyaya yedu yanhasi, nyaya yemamiriro ekunze. Vazhinji vari munyika uyezve nekunze kwenyika tiri kuona vamwe vari kutaurawo kuti aiwa Zimbabwe yaifanira kunge iri pamusangano uyu sezvo uriwo musangano unotaurwa kunzi zvakamira sei panyaya yemamiriro ekunze. Ndakawanikwa ini ndichiita hurukuro nevamwe vanobata mabasa musangano kana kuti muorganization yePlan International vanova ivo vanobata maprogram ekumasvingo vatrack muRauzi vachitaura ivo maonero avo pamusoro pekukosha kwemusangano uyu wanga uri kuitirwa ivo kuGlasgow. Regai tinzwe kuti vakati chiini.
Zvokushanduka kwemamiriro yemwaka zvakanakira kuti hazvisi zvokuti unotoverenga bhuku kana kunonzwa kuti zviri kunzi zvinoti, aiwa zviri kutonzikwa zvichitoitika patiri nguva nenguva mararamiro edu.
Zvii zvamungati zviri kubuda mutsvakurudzo dzamakaita imi sePlan International nevanasikana nemunharaunda dzakasiyana siyana panyaya yemamiriro ekunze?
Tikati munguva yapfuura iyoyi takaita tsvagurudzo yakaitwa navanasikana mudistrict reChiredzi nereCholoto. Vanasikana vega vomene vachiyamurwa vakaita tsvagurudzo yavo yekuti vaone kuti mamiriro ekunze anongovafambira sei. Zvakabuda mutsvagurudzo iyoyo zvinonanga pakuti chokutanga, nzara. Kunowanda nzara maererano nemamiriro ekunze nekuti iko zvinhu zvaakuita kuti mvura inogona kusanaya samanayiro ainofanira kuita. Zvirimwa zvobva zvatadza kusvika chari zvachose vana vese navanhu vakuru yangoinzara. Pakare pakare ipapo mvura yekumwa chaiyo chaiyo vanasikana vakabudisa pachena mutsvakurudzo iyoyo kuti haichawanikwe pedyo kana zvomumatsime haichawanikwa. Kwaakutofamba rwendo kuti unotakura mvura uya nayo. Kwaane njodzizve nekuti iwo mashanduka ari kuita mwaka iwaya nguva anowanikwa mazimvura mupengo akafanana neakakukura vanhu kuchipindi akauraya vanhu dzaanjodzi idzodzo dzimba dzichidonha vana vanhu vakuru kushaya pokugara. Mukatarisazve mararamiro edu evasikana tingangoti mvura chinhu chakakosha muupenyu hwavo. Kana vave panguva yavo yekwedzi vanodawo mvura yakawanda. Vakaonazve kuti mvura iri kunetsa kuwanikwa. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvakawanda zvinowanikwa mukati mekuti kana kunze nekushanduka kwakuru kuita ndo mabatiro azvinoita raramo yewani. Pakare ipapo unotozoona kuti vamwe vanotoega nekuenda nekuchikoro nekuti kana uine nzara dzidzidza kunonetsa maakunotsvaka kuti zvinomboita sei kuti munoshava muwanewo chokubata. Saka ndokubatatini climate change haitowanikwe ichiwerengwa mubhuku, iri kutowanikwa mumararamiro edu zuva nezuva chaiye.
Tinoona kare zvino kune musangano mukuru wemamiro ekunze. Musangano uyu wakakosha sei nyanya kune mi vanoshanda munharaunda dzinogara vazhinji.
Musangano uyu wakakosha zvikuru nokuda kwekuti kushanduka kwekunze kuri kuitika nyika dzose pasi pano. Hapana nyika inosara, dzese dzinotobatwa neimwe nzira yekushanduka nemwaka kuri kuitika kubudikidza nekushanduka kwekunze. Zvakakosha kuti Zimbabwe senyika iripo kuti ione pane mikana yakati wandei. Wokutanga ndewekuti inokwanisa kudzidza zvokuita mukati mekushanduka kunenge kuchiita mwaka. Ionawo kudzidza kubva kune vamwe nokuti zvinonzi kugara nhaka kuona dzevamwe. Kudzidzawo kuona kuti ngaiti sei. Zvakanozouya kuno vanenge vabva kumusangano ikoko kudzidzisa vamwe vedu kubva kuvana kusvika kuvakuru, vakuru vematunhu, vakuru venyika uye navakuru vetsika namagarire edu kuti zvive zvinhu zvinotifambira zvakanaka. Pakarepo zvakanaka zvekuti tivepo pamusangano nekuti mukatarisa magarire atakaita isu nyika dzichiri kubudirira, isu tinonyanya kurwadziwa nekushanduka kunenge kuchiita mamiriro emwaka. Towanikwa nyika iine nzara, vanhu vasina zvokutya zvakakwana.
Apo tiri kunzwa isu hurukuro yandakaita nevamiriri vesangano kana kuti kambani yePlan International vachitaura ivo kukosha kwakaita misangano iyoyi, nyanya panyaya yekurarama kwevanasikana. Vachitaura kuti vane ongororo yavakaita kumaruva yekutarisa kuti vanasikana vanowanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa sei nemamiriro ekunze. I was having
an interview there with a representative of Plan International who was actually saying they have launched a report that looks at the effect of climate change on young girls and women. He literally said that, you know, the report funded young girls to research amongst themselves the kind of impact climate change had in their livelihood. And what came out was that some girls were dropping out of school because of lack of food and also lack of water due to climate change, you know, and other, you know, environmental differences that are happening due to climate change. And he went on to say that, you know, they were actually pleased that Zimbabwe was at this meeting because now Zimbabwe can come back and talk about what Zimbabwe learned from other, you know, countries that are actually facing some of the issues that Zimbabwe has faced, like Cyclone Idai and other climate change related events.
Siyabonga ke Mavelas, Mavelas lapho ke ubexoxa laba inhlanganiso ke lewe ebona ngezomkhathi, ngezokuguquka komkhathi. Ngibo ke abachasisa ukuthi kathi kule umthelela bani ebantwini lokho. Yebo ke kathesi ke sesixhunywa ngomunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu, yena ke usixhasa evela khona le ke lapho abekule umkhosi lo okamongameli lapho umongameli Mnangagwa behambe khona. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, ungasitshela ukuthi ibizo ngubani njalo ngowayiphi inhlanganiso.
Salubonani Mahlaba ezulu, mina igama lami nguNontokozo Malabancube. Ngimele i-organization okuthiwa yi-Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe kwelaseBhelethane.
Yebo ke siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso yakho yatshengisela ngokubuya kukamongameli Mnangagwa. Ungasichasisela kahle kahle ukuthi kuyini ebele kusola kumbe kuyini ebele kuthandile ngayo?
Yes, sihambile si-Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe, kodwa ke besihlangane lamanye ama-organization okuthiwa yiZoro, izaphu le-MDC Alliance, sibe njalo labanye akade bezimele as individuals. Besihambe sisiya zama ukumisa umongameli oze ebuthene labantu labaphathi abaningi okuthiwa bayi-100. Kube kusimangalisa kakhulu ukuthi umongameli uza labantu bonke laba, kutsho ukuthi kibo bekhanya balande ukuzoyenza i-shopping. Thina besizama ukuthi simise umongameli ukuthi uzorepresenta iZimbabwe ku-climate change, kodwa yena kungela akutshintshayo, kungela nto ayitshintshileyo eZimbabwe mayelana nge-climate change. Sibonile ukuthi kule high unemployment rate it's below 5%. Sibonile njalo imigwaqo egubukeli egubuke egube egubekileyo abanye bathi ngama potholes. Sibonile njalo ama Chinese alethwa nguhulumende laphayana endaweni zasewange bagephe bagepha imigwaqo bagephe bagepha kakhulu uma mine and kule issue ye deforestation as well. Kusho ukuthi thina ngezinye indlela asi understand ukuthi uhulumende uzokhulumani kulindawo ngesizathu sokuthi thina sibone ukuthi aka understand lutho ngeclimate change because ukukhatha kwezihlahla izitimela lezi aziletha i-old wagon lay thina kithi sibona kuyikuthi yikho okukhoza ama-gas emissions.
Ngibone ngani ukutshengisela lokhu kuncedani manje kungayimbangela yini ukuthi uhulumende aguqule ukwenza kwakhe njalo uzwe njani ukuthi lina lithini liwufikise njani umbiko wenu kuye?
Ngicela liphende umbuzo ngisawuzwisisa.
Ye, ngingathe ngithi mina liwufikise njani umbiko wenu kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa? Libone ngani wamukele wawuzwa? Ngezinye indlela ngithi ukuthi khonokhu ebelikukhuluma kufikile yini kumongameli njalo lakathe sawunzwa?
Okay. Angilizwisise thani zami ku-olinelifona.
Yeah, bensithi umbiko wenu libone ngani ufikile yini kumongameli laphana litshengisela? Uzwile yini kumbe hayi bekuphongoba yikubhikisha nje kungasoze kufike ndawo? Ningathi kuphumelele yini njalo likumeja njani?
Okay, kulungile. Ye, umbiko wethu uzwakale kakhulu ngoba sibonile ukuthi labo babelokuphatheka okunzima esibathi ngabezanu ngoba baze bazama by all means ukuthi labo bebuthane bengamaqembu kwezinye indawo baba izikhumbi ike bezama ukuthi bedismisse khonokho thine besizama ukuyenza la ngoba kuze kwafika omunye umeli wezanu.
Ye, ngubambe umlomo kancinyana. Ye, nxa usukhuluma ifoni ungayifaka phansi and then uzayidobha nxa sembuza umbuzo. Ye, kulungile. Khona ungasoze kubele echo. Ungaqhubeka. Ye, liphumelele yini?
Okay, ngiyabonga. Ye, siphumelele kakhulu ngoba abazamile labo abantu bezanu ukuthi bezama ukudinga abantu babuthanisa abantu baba yisiqumbi kutsho ukuthi bathi ngesilungu they try to encounter us. Ngokunjalo baze bathenga abantu baze sibonile njalo kwenye indawo besithi kule organization ephume isikhanya ukuthi ngeka Ubert Agile bebagqokisa manje izikibha ama-t-shirt ezanu irigalia yezanu ngokuthi bese bebona ukuthi into abayizamayo iyayangisa. Thina sisebenze kakhulu abantu bajabulile kakhulu njalo ke sayenza ama-phone calls sayesenda ama-email to the venue lapho ke u-Emmerson Mnangagwa waye-expectwa ukuthi abe yi-guest ukuthi azohlangana lamanye ama-business people bethengisa manje iZimbabwe. Kodwa ke as we all know singabe Zimbabwe into eyenziwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe uyenzela yena lama few individuals akhe ezanu PF. So ukuthi bebefuna ukuzama khona lokho kulowo mhlangano engathi ngesilungu i-event yabo leyo. Kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi sifonile ngobuningi sathumela lama email into yabo kayisakwanisekanga. Sithole omunye u-CEO usinikeze i-assurance ukuthi u-Emmerson Mnangagwa akaseyi kufika kuleyo ndawo, akavunyelwa ukufika kuleyo ndawo ngokubana ukuma-sanctions. So yena he was confined basically kuleyo hotel lapho abekade ekhona. Njalo ke okunye abantu bezanu PF bazamile ngazo zonke izindlela ukuthi bafike lapho ebesikhona. Kodwa ngokuthi lapha e-United Kingdom kulomthetho thina besiyazakala ukuthi sizabe siyenza i-demonstration yethu. So ngokunjalo uthe sezama la ukuzophazamisa kulindawo amapholisa bahle babuya bamthatha ngokuphazama.
Yebo ke kodwa bese ngifika khonapho ukuthi abezanu PF bona sibonile labo bathi hayi kusho ukuthi umongameli abe khona ukwenzela ukuthi lizwe phela lithuthuke. Ungathi ngokutshengisela kwenu belisenzela ukuthi eleZimbabwe libuyele emuva yini?
Ngokutshengisela kwethu thina sifuna ukuthi iZimbabwe ihambe kuhle kube le democratic space, kube lama political reforms. Sicela njalo ukuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele ube kwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe akula ama politics, akula ama reforms, akula akula ama reforms, akula rule of law. Upresident lo thina singuthi ngumbulali ngesizathu sokuthi upresident Mnangagwa waqala uguya owaye behind ama iGugurahundi massacre in the 1980s. Ngokunjalo sibonile ukuthi njalo nje ngezikhathi zama elections eZimbabwe kuloku esithi kufanele kube ngezikhathi zama elections eZimbabwe kuba le rigging of elections. Kuyavela ngo-2008 ukuthi iZimbabwe ukuthi iMDC opposition okuthiwa iMDC yawina ama elections but abanikezwa ithuba elinjalo iZANU PF if the dictatorship government bafuna ukuhlala bebusa kuze kube nini lanini. So thina lathi ke simele inhlupheko zonke ezikhona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Njalo okunye okuhlupha kakhulu indaba yama arbitrary arrests, indaba yokuhlukumezwa kwabantu ukuthi abantu kabavunyelwa ukukhuluma. Umuntu engakhuluma, khathesi sibonile njalo amatitshala, amadokotela lamanesi abaholi lutho. Imali ekhona kutsho ukuthi bahola izimali ezincane, khathesi ke i-currency yangkhona ayiyenze, avele ayithengi ngitsho le sinkwa kayithengi lutho. Abantu baye
aiwa apo tsangatiri kunzwa kubva kwedu vari pano pachirongwa. Regei vaenderere mberi. You can go ahead. I think you're dropped for some reason. Go ahead.
Yebo, siyabonga. Ye, bengichazisa ngokuthi thina njengabantu bama-human rights sizame simela inhlupheko zaseZimbabwe jikelele. Inhlupheko lezi zichiyene. Kule nhlupheko ezimayelana lomholo, ezimayelana le currency yabantu. I-currency ayisathengi lutho. Siyabona abantu ngokuthiyana ngemisebenzi etshiyeneyo, bengiqambe amatitshala, bengiqambe njalo lamadokotela lamanesi. Ngokunjalo abantu like ngiye ezibhedlela. Izibhedlela ngokwazo ezifile kakhulu. Izibhedlela zelokhu zayakhwa ngesikhathi kusaselabelungu.
But I think somehow she dropped. We hoping she will be back. And I don't know if you can hear us, Ms. Munando, because we can see her here, but your camera is not on. Marvelous.
She just sent a message to log back on. But just to put, you know, a disclaimer to say that I did actually reach out to ZANU PF. So that we could balance this broadcast today. And I spoke to the lady that we had here on the program before, who Mrs. Salome Eric, who heads, I think, the Youth League and the Women's League. And she said that she was busy today and couldn't come on the program, but she was one of the people that were actually at the events in Scotland, in Glasgow. So hopefully we'll be able to get a statement from them, and we're still trying to reach them, but unfortunately they say today they're busy and won't be able to attend. But apo tatami raisi kunzwa kubva kuna amai Evanice Munondo, vesangano Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, uyezve vanesangano ravo rinoshanda nevanasikana vanoita zvechikoro. Saka taida kuti vauyewo vachitaura nesu kuti nyaya yemamiriro ekunze iyi yakamira sei takatarisa upenyu hwevanasikana nyanya avo vanoenda kuzvikoro. Saka tinoona kuti nyaya yenetwork munguva inombotinetsei. Saka zvikaramba zvichinetsa tichaedza kuti tivabate panhare. Asa, if we don't have any luck with her, I'll try and raise her on WhatsApp, and then you can put up a picture and you carry on that way. But for now, I think we can. I'm not sure, is that her?
No, she's not on. Yes, I think I will continue with Ms. Nantogozo. She dropped and she's back now. Yes, if you can tell us again, ungasichazisela futhi ukuthi uthi laphana litshengisela nilesiqiniseko sokuthi umongameli engabe zwile ukuthi kuyini ebelikufuna ngoba liwuhambisile umbiko wenu. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi abezanu PF labo bebetshengisela njalo umongameli Mnangagwa uthi yena hayi ilizwe akusafani la kuqala kuNovember 2017 kusese lo mongameli Robert Mugabe. Liyakubona yini lina lokho ukuthi sokulomahluko?
Yikho ke thina besibuyile ukuzorepresenta ke isizwe saseZimbabwe esingayenelisiyo ukuzikhulumela ngoba eZimbabwe kungena democratic space. So ngokunjalo yikho sihambile ngobunengi. Ngokunjalo ke ngiqambile ukubana size ngokuthiyana ke singama-organizations achiyeneyo. So thina our aim bekuyikuzama ukuthi sibonise abantu bonke jikelele ukuthi konke ukukhulunywa nguhulumende akusiyikho. Ngoba sikubonile ukuhlupheka okuselizweni, sibonile ukuthi abantwana bahamba bengagezani. Omama bathwele nzima emadolobheni besiyadinga inkuni besiya ukuthi bebase umlilo bethole.
Ngova phani nge pa TV yabo?
Ye, ungaqhubeka?
Ye.
Ye, ayi.
Njalo siyakubona futhi ngikhuluma ngisalapho kubomama. Omama njalo siyabona ukuthi labantwana abangamankazana nge-issue ye-sanitization ukugeza kuqakatheke okungakanani in terms of e-health and well-being yabomama. So ngokunjalo-ke akulamanzi emadolobheni.
Mm-hmm.
So yikho kade sifuna ukuthi sizotshela umhlaba ukuthi uhulumende lo uyayangisa ngoba usukuma labantu abafika 100 bezoyenza i-shopping bethiya abantu bedubeka ekhaya, bethiya abantu besehluleka ukuthi bekwanise ukuziphathisa even to buy ama-basic commodities. So kuyinto enzima kakhulu eZimbabwe, but we see them bebuya ngobunengi okungaka bedlalisa millions and millions of money. What a disgrace to amaZimbabweni. Kusiyangisile kakhulu lokho. So ke thina kithi sibona ukuthi-ke i-demonstration yethu was indeed very successful ngoba sithole okokuqala i-event leyo okade kufanele aye khona upresident waseZimbabwe akasayenelisanga ukuyafika. At the same time bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu, abantu laba kusho ukuthi bebe less than 20 kuleyo ndawo akade besenge inkalakatha zemali. Sibabonile besekuletha ku-social media bethwele inkalakatha zotshwala abakubiza bethi ngama-whisky, utshwala okubiza maybe about 40 pounds or so okukodwa, kodwa abantu behlupheka eZimbabwe.
Yebo ke. Hayi, siyawezwa amazwi akho njalo sibonile nje lebandla lezanu PF lapho ngunkundla zokuxhumana bekuphika lokho ukuthi hayi bona balande ukuthi ilizwe baye kweqhuba inhlelo ezivangele ukuthi ilizwe lithuthuke. Hayi, kungasenani ngizakutshayela njalo ucingo, asisawubona umpikitha wakho lapho, ngizakutshayela kathesi ucingo sokusakhuluma abanye. Sizabuya ku-Marvelous.
Ayi, wathi nofara tabata kwanisa kunge tichiwana munyarikani wedu amai Eva Nice Munando tinokuchingamidza iyi pano pachirongwa chedu.
Makadi vateereri, mufaro wangu kuva nemi muzuva ranhasi.
Ini tinoona nhasi mombopinda makapfeka heti yenyu yekuva na nyanya vana vanoenda kuzvikoro, mombotitaurira organization yenyu iyoyo. Tinoziva hedu kuti muri ku-Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, asi nhasi mombopinda makapfeka heti yekuvana vechikoro.
Ndinotenda sezvavataura Mavhela, zita rangu ndinoitwa Muzvare Eva Nice Munando. Ndiri mutungamiriri wesangano rinoshanda nevadzidzi vechisikana vechidiki vari kumakoreji nekumayunivhesitis uku rinonzi People Student Network Trust. Isangano rinomirira kodzero dzevadzidzi vechisikana kumakoreji munyaya dzeutungamiriri, munyaya zvevezvikwanisiro zvavanosangana nazvo pamakoreji, chinoita kuti vana ava vasimudzirwe vakwanise kubatana nevadzidzi vechikomana kana tichitarisa iyo inonzi institutional development.
Tombotarisa kuti panga paine musangano mukuru wanga uri kuitwa kuScotland, kuGlasgow, kuguta reGlasgow wemamiriro ekunze, uyezve tanzwa sangano rePlan International vachitaura ivo kuti vakaita ongororo nekuti maumiriro ekunze anokanganisa sei upenyu hwevanasikana nyanya vechidiki mumaruva. Vakaona kuti pane zvanga zviri kutarisana nevana imi nesangano renyu munoona manyaya emamiriro ekunze ichikanganisa sei kana kuti ichibata sei upenyu hwevana vari kuita zvezvikoro. I see there we've just lost Miss Evanice Monando, but it seems the network is dropping in and out, but we were lucky to even have her in the first place, so we will try to raise her on WhatsApp to just see if she can come in and talk about what she's seeing on the ground regarding the effects of climate change and things like that that are being discussed at the just ended climate change meeting in Glasgow, in Scotland. We seem to be having some issues with connectivity. Miss Monando just dropped off. And I see also our other guests. We can't see her. So, hello, Amai Monando. Mufunzo wangu wanga uri wekuti munoona nyaya yemamiriro ekunze ichikanganisa sei nyanya vana vari muzvikoro, nekuti tinoona sangano replan international rakatoparura zvidzidzo kana kuti zvinyorwa zvavanga vari kutaura kuti vana vari kumamisha nyanya vechidiki vari kutarisana ne matambudziko akawanda pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yemamiriro ekunze.
Ndinotenda inyaya yakanaka yauya panguva yakafanira. Mavelazi, ndinotenda kuti makurukota ehurumende kana kuti nenyika dziri kunze dzakaita musangano panguva yakafanira. Dambudziko rekuchinja kwemamiriro ekunze idambudziko ratekeshera munyika dzakati wandei, asi nezvikuru chasa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe tasangana nematambudziko akawanda ezvizhinji, kuchiwa nemafashamo emvura, vanhu vachibviswa kunzvimbo dzavagere yatinoti displacement, iya vachiendeswa kune dzimwe nzvimbo kusina zvikwanisiro zvakanaka kana kuti zvinogutsa iwo magariro nemararamiro avanenge vachiita. Saka ndakatarisa vana vasikana, ndoda kuti ndidzoke pazvikwanisiro zvavo kana kuti vanorarama sei. Chekutanga, kushandikwa kwemaka uku kunokonzera nzara mumusha. Takaona isu vana vasikana nemadzimai vachigara mudzimba umo dzara yasunga nenyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva mvura yanyanya kunaisisa zvakanyanya. Ndinoimba gore repasi iri kwakanaya mvura yakanyanyisa, dzimwe nzvimbo dzakakohwa dzikawana mukohwo rakanaka, asi kune dzimwewo nzvimbo dzakanyudza vanhu vakava nenzara. Saka vana vasikanawo vanobatanawo nemadzimai mukutsvaka zvekubika pamusha. Idambudziko rinovashungurudza yatinoti emotional abuse, nekuti kana mumba musina chekudya ndinoona kuti baba nevana vanenge vakangotarisa amai nevasikana. Saka ndo vachanotsvaka kunoshava shava kuya kunotengesa kuti zvinhu zvifambe. Handisi kuramba kuti vana baba vanoshavawo, asi ndikatarisa nehamba zhinji yemadzimai nevasikana. Uye zvenyaya yekushomeka kwemvura, takaona kuti mugondera pfuura iroro panoita mafashamo nemvura yaka yakanonoka kunaya, vana vasikana vakanga
varimo. You can ask Ms. Monando to switch off if she has a radio open, so that and why she continues.
Okay, Mai Monando, I think munogona kudzima kana muine imwe device yanga iri on mongouya pa WhatsApp app, nekuti tiri kunzwa kuine echo kana kuti kana muri pa loudspeaker. Vari kuti pane loudspeaker iripo, saka iri kunzwika kunoko.
Aiwa, zvakanaka, rege ndibve pachivhitivhiti ndiende pafona. So ndanga ndichiti iyoyo nyaya yekuti mvura yashaikwa mumamisha matigere, vana vasikana ndo vanonotsvaka mvura vachienda kuzvibhorani kunomira mitsetse yakakura chaizvo, kana kuti kumatsimi aya tatichiona vana vasikana vachishungururwa munzira imomo, munzira yekunotsvaga mvura iyo. Wasvikazve kumitsetse yemvura iya, tinoona vana vasikana vachishungurudzwa, vachinzi tipei bonde kana kuti tikupei yemupende panhamba yekuti anga mukwanise kuwana mvura, nekuti vanhu vaiswera kumvura iyi vachiitsvaga. Saka izvozvo vanhu varume vanga vakutora mukana iwowo kushandisa vana vasikana kuti vavape mvura. Uyezve takatarisa kuti mvura nekukosha kwayakaitawo tazopinda munyaya yedenda recovid-19, takaona kuti mvura iyoyo ichinge ichishaikwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo, vana vasikana ava vana vanoenda kunguva yavo, saka kazhinji pamwedzi woga woga vanoda mvura. Saka vagoni kurarama vasina mvura, tinoona sita kuti utano huye hunonzi menstrual hygiene vakarasika panyaya yekuti vakanga vasina mvura yekugeza yakakwana inodikanwa uyezve kuti vave neutano hwakashambidzika panyaya izi. Uyezve tikatarisa nyaya yemagarisano atinoita munharaunda dzakasiyana nekuti kana mwaka wachinja kune zvakawanda wanda. Ndaita kuti ndinyanye kutarisa vana vayo vakadhisplesiwa kana kuti vakabviswa kunzvimbo yemafashamo vachiendeswa kune imwe nzvimbo. Takanda kune kuupana ikoko nekuti kunze kwashanduka vanhu kwaita mafashamo vanhu vanogara vakawandisa ikoko. Saka kushungurudzwa kwevana vasikana nekuti vagara nevanhu vakanga vasingagari navo. Munoona kuti kana takagara munharaunda dzedu tinenge takagara mhuri nemhuri tichinyatsokuziyana kuti ava ndavana nhingi ndavana nhingi. Asi patinonosanganiswa nevanhu vabva kwakasiyana siyana nokuti tabviswa kunzvimbo yatanga tiriya ine mafashamo takaona sekuti vana vakanga vakushungurudzwa pabonde nekuti vakanga vaungana panzvimbo chete. Uyezve takatarisa vanga vachidzidza mavhelasi vakaonekwa nekurasikirwa nedzidzo yavo nekuti zvikoro zvakanga zvaendazve nemvura yakanga yauya nemafashamo. Saka vana ava vakanga vongogara kudzimba. Asi handisi kuti vakomana vakanga vasinawo kuwana dambudzikoro. Asi takatarisa kuti Zimbabwe iri kuedza zvakanyanya kuti vana vasikana vachisimudzirwa kuti vaende kumberi nenyaya idzidzo. Tichitarisa kumashure vana vaigara vachisara kumashure. Saka kana dambudziko iri risinge rauya rinotidzoserazve kumashure nenyaya yechi yenyaya yeobjective nedii yekuti vananga vachidzidza. Saka kushanduka kwekunze kunounza matambudziko akasiyana siyana. Uyezve chinhu chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti kunouya usina kugadzira yatinoti madisasters aya zvinongoerekana zvauya. Tikatarisa kuchimani mani kuri kuno kuzimbabwe kumashonaland east nyaya iyi yaingogara ichiuya vamwe vachifa vamwe vakarakisikirwa nehama. Uyezve inyaya inonetsa inyaya inosuwisa mavhelasi.
If we can just go into English, that what's your view on the actual impact of climate change that you're seeing on the ground? You work with the young women and girls, especially of school going age. How are they impacted by climate change? We see that there's a conference that has just been held in Glasgow in Scotland, where we saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa attending. And I also had the privilege to speak to Plan International, who were also saying they launched a report saying that there were a lot of young girls, especially in rural areas, who are being affected by climate change, leading to various situations happening to them, lack of water, lack of food, and some of them dropping out of school. What's your view?
It's really sad in this case that climate change is something that we cannot prepare for. And I would like to speak on preparedness of the country. This time I'm talking about Zimbabwe. And I want to appreciate the meeting or the conference that was happening in Glasgow, where our president also attended. I think he's learned quite a lot of lessons coming back home, because in Zimbabwe, we are still a developing country. And as he met other developed countries, I think he also had the opportunity to learn some of the strategies that we can employ in Zimbabwe to mitigate or to respond effectively to climate change. So unpreparedness in terms of the disaster management plan, that is what is lacking in Zimbabwe. And when you talk about the effects of climate change, they are quite broad, but they are quite unique in the sense that as we talk about women and girls issues, they are quite pertinent because women and girls issues are seen on the forefront. And they are also caregivers. They are also the household leaders in terms of making sure they bring food on the table. So when we experienced a lot of rain, like last season, I think it's also an effect of climate change because we did not anticipate that it was going to rain so much. So some of the grains did not grow very well, and in some places we did not receive enough harvest as compared to other areas. So that means that in other areas they were also struggling in terms of food security. There was no food in the table. And also ahead of the COVID-19, I think it was a double barrel problem, mm-hmm. where we are saying there was a drought, so to speak, to say that our crops we did not go out very well. And then there's COVID in terms of how do we also get food in the table in the household. So we have experienced quite a number of challenges where
especially in those displaced areas. For example, here in Zimbabwe, in Manicaland province, where Cyclone Idai and then the data cyclone that also followed by. Mm-hmm. People were displaced from their homes and they were evacuated and they went to be located to other places where they were crowded. And we were speaking about the young girls, we talk about the issues of sanitary services, sanitary way. They lost access to sanitary way in terms of the shops. They were crowded in that same place. And also sexual abuse was also prevalent in those camps where they were relocated. And you see also in terms of extortion, especially on rural girls, when they wanted now to go and look for water, for example, when we had drought before the rains came. There was serious shortage of water in Zimbabwe, especially and also in urban areas, rural areas and in urban areas. In urban areas, there are boroughs, and those boroughs are located very far away from each location. So young girls had to go there to queue for water. Mm-hmm. And there was extortion in terms of these men who were manning the water points would also abuse young women in terms of offering sexual favors in return for a bucket of water. You see, it was a very sad situation because you cannot go back at home empty, back-handed. You need to go back with water. And the water that they would receive a day was not enough for mm-hmm. the household, and they would spend the whole day or the rest of their time looking for water. And so, on the other hand, these young girls were also going to school. So they've lost the time to go to do their studies, especially those who are in universities. Lectures are timetabled, for example. We're supposed to go online, mm-hmm. but you were not able to do that because they are doing other chores. They are fishing water. There was no water at our taps and also very near to our home. So it was really a problem. And when we're looking about the other sexual abuses, even with regards to going to search for food. Yeah, food was scarce because you had to travel for longer distances to go and buy bagel and maize rather. So, but along the way, I think men were also taking advantage in praying over our young girls, trying to offer them the services that they are really looking for. So to some extent, climate change is really a stage, and I'm happy that Zimbabwe was a part of the conference that was happening in Glasgow. And as we are developing, I think we are lacking the preparedness in mm-hmm. terms of how to respond to that.
Let me just stop you there so that we can have our other guests coming in, and then when I come back to you, you can tell us about that preparedness that as an organization that works with young women and young female students, how do you think the government should prepare, especially when it comes to the issues of climate change? But over to you, Star.
Yebo ke lesizwa ke lapha umunye umshoni kuthiwa wethu unkosikazi Evanice Munando ke laye ekhuluma ngokuphathelane le climate change lokwamantombazana. Yes, as we are Njalo kuwe ke ngosazana ube ye ungani usuculile mbijana ungathutha futhi phezulu. Uzwile ke omunye ke umhloni shawe kade silaye khuluma ke ngenhluphe weziningi ezibhekane lamantombazana ekhaya nokuswelakala kwempahla eziningi esingathi okuningi kubikwa kubangelwa ke ngikungami kuhle komnotho welizwe. Siyabona ukuthi abanye basemazweni njengakhona ngapho e-United Kingdom. Ungathini wena ungasinika umbono wakho ngesingathi umumo wezomnotho ekhaya, njalo sibona ukuthi uthuma abantu ukuthi baye emazweni njengabalwela ilungelo loluntu, lithini ngalokho njalo kungalungiswa njani?
Siyabonga. Okunye lathi sizwa ubuhlungu ukuhlupheka kwabomama labantwana abangamankazana. Uhulumende ngesingami ngibona kungela nto afuna ukuyilungisa lokuyitshintsha, ngoba uhulumende wasezanu PF kumbe ngithi laye u-president u-Emmerson Mnangagwa akazimiselanga ukutshintsha. ngizwile isikhulumeli lesi esinye sithi yena ubona kungani kube the government would have learned something and maybe labo they are going to change ekubuyeleni eZimbabwe. Ngesingami, this government is not ready to change anything. You can see exactly what he did the very first day on arrival. He is being welcomed by, I think it's thousands or hundreds of people that were at the airport, which is a disgrace, in my opinion. That money could be used ukuthi incedise ukuhlupheka lokho izama to mitigate ama issues ona lawo akhulunywayo igovernment ingazama ukulungisa ama issues amanzi ukuthi kube lamanzi emadolobheni kube lamanzi emakhaya khona ngale siyezwa njalo ukukhulunywa ukuthiwa asiyezwa kwezinye izakhamizi eZimbabwe sizwa ukuthiwa abantu they have to do what they call crowdfunding ukuthi bezame ukuthi begebhe imgodi ngezigaba ngezigaba. Igimi kulusizi to see a president ohamba le 100 delegates. That money could be used to fund ama resources in these communities emakhaya abantu rather than abantu ukuthi bona people are struggling even in diaspora. They have to work hard and work overtime as well to try and serve their families back at home. It's sad. And for us to see like a president, a senza njalo, ethatha ama resources is actually stealing. The issue of corruption and looting is ongoing in Zimbabwe. And sibubonile, I mean, the other thing that I wanted to mention is the government, the president's speech, where he mentioned ukuthi khona khona ama vulnerable countries have contributed the list of atmospheric climate. In my view, government uphosisile, whether it's okay to say the president has lied, because he has lied. Ngoba in our case, like in Zimbabwe, corruption and looting is the major issue here. We have seen, like he also mentioned, the issue of COVID-19 being the impact yokuhlupheka kwabantu eZimbabwe. In this case, President Mnangagwa must stand for the truth. Nga imali, the government of Zimbabwe was given money by the UK and other developed countries to help ngento ze COVID-19. But it's now what we have seen is scandal, drugs scandal. Obadiah Moyo was watata imali performing company where 60 million was diverted. Looting and corruption yabwenale. In this case, wabotshwa, but then icala lakhe alizange limiswe anyhow. Agabo Chang is walking free. When political activists, we are seeing them, the likes of Makombore Rongaruziu, they are suffering in Chikurupi maximum prison just to ask for ilokuzen, a better Zimbabwe. So what kind of a government, to me, to the other lady who says they think the government is ifundile, or izabe ifundile something, have they not learned anything in the 41 years?
Okay, yes, we'll pose that question to Ms. Munandu, but would also like to add that on the issue of corruption, the government is saying that they are fighting corruption, and remember they've also formed the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, which is led by Justice Lois Matanda Moyo. Even Dr. Obadiah Moyo, you know, he was brought up to face this this commission. So even the business conference that was held there at the UK, they explained that is to open the investment opportunities even for Zimbabweans in the diaspora. So fine, that can be your views as the activist, but also we are giving you the other side of what the government says. We've spoken to various government officials. Even Minister of Finance, Mthuli Ncube, is saying that they've enacted various economic blueprints that will resuscitate the economy, and saying that there is a difference now when you compare with the time when there was President Mugabe. Anyway, over to the other guest. Mav, let me unmute you. Yes.
Amai Mnando, we're coming back to the issue that you talked about, preparedness for disasters. What can Zimbabwe do, in your view, to actually prepare for some of these disasters from what you're seeing on the ground?
I think they need Zimbabwe need to fundraise for such disasters that are not predicted. And they should also always prioritize its funds. For example, to set aside the budget, whenever they are doing the budget for the country, they should prioritize the issue of disaster management. So because of late, I think it's something that we are forced to respond when it comes. But without noticing that when we are responding, we don't have adequate resources to curb the scale. So I think Zimbabwe, we need to learn from other countries. I mean, every the president and its delegation went to Glasgow to attend this meeting, and I think they also exchanged ideas with other countries how they responded to this disaster. Because honestly, in Zimbabwe, we are losing a lot of life, and I don't know why the government is not privy to the effect that when the disaster is happened. They really need to do a long plan, a long-term plan that would say if it comes back again, we need to prepare where we are going to evacuate people to and where we are going to locate them. Do we have enough services and also enough facilities that these people who have been displaced are going to have? For example, we talk about education, we talk about clinics. We saw so many pregnant women are losing their babies, maybe because they didn't have maternal facilities at their disposal. Those where they were disposed, I think the mobile clinics, they were not adequate in terms of the numbers or the population that was displaced. And also to make sure that in those areas that are always affected by the disasters, for example, they should be, be labeled at these red points. And make sure that even the residents are informed in terms of these anticipated disasters. And we talk about the issue of water. Zimbabwe, it has been receiving a lot of donations from outside. I don't know how this goes by when it comes to the channeling of these donations. Mm-hmm. For example, the digging of boreholes in areas. We have boreholes, but they are not enough for the people. So that we mitigate the issue of water, especially even in rural areas. The young girls are losing quite a lot of time traveling long distances to go and fetch water where they are going. They also face abuse along the way. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the food security, this year I think we had, a bumper harvest in most areas. The government should always put aside or reserve, put some reserves for food security. And also when they are distributing food, they should not use politics, partisan politics to say, if you don't belong to party A, you are not going to get food. That's not, saving the nation. Because most of the people who will benefit from those donations or those food reserves, they are party card bearers. And the rest of the population will be suffering on that regard, because when you go to rural areas, they've got their structures where they use the village heads and also the local authorities. These will also apply partisan politics, especially the ZANU-PF, who say if you don't have the ZANU-PF card, you will not get food. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's really saving the nation in terms of responding to climate change, because climate change gradually, it is coming as a pandemic, and we need to be cognizant of the effects that affects the nation, the generality of the populace, and especially when you're talking about the women, because the issues that women suffer most, they are quite prevalent, and we feel that there are temporary measures that are always put in place.
Thank you so much.
The sanitary hygiene, there are also things that are not really sufficing the needs of the people.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure how we're doing on time, Star.
Yes, we are coming to the end of the show. Actually, we have 1 minute left. So we'll give you your chance to say amazwi akho uqina nkosazana Ncube Ntokozo.
Okay. Yeah, ngiyabonga Mahlabe Zulu. Mina ngamafitshane ngithi iZANU PF simbonile civil president Mnangagwa ezozama by all means ukuthi azobonisa amazwe onke ukubana iZimbabwe isitshintshile. Ngokunjalo uma efuna ukuthi abantu bemthembe kulokho akufisayo la kuzamayo kunye leqembu lakhe leZANU PF, sicela ukuthi yena acreate i-room ye-democratic space eZimbabwe ukube lama-political reforms avumela bonke abantu ukuthi bekhulume lamanye ama-stakeholders lawo akhulume collectively. In that way, yikho lapho abangakwanisa khona ukuthi be-mitigate all the issues of climate change collectively. Ngoba nxa kungayenzwanga lokho, sikubonile for the past 41 years, they've failed to do that. They are trying ukuthi bezame ukuthi iZANU PF ibe yi-one party state. All that ZANU PF has done for 41 years, yikuzama ukuthi wonke umuntu kube yi-one party state, kube yi-ZANU PF party, iZimbabwe yonke. So what they do, abantu abavunyelwe ukukhuluma, okhuluma ukuthi mina umholo wami awukwani ukuthi ngihambise abantwana esikole, uvalelwe nje. Okhuluma ukuthi umholo wami angikwanisi ukuthi lami ngizigcine ngingedwa nje as an individual, uvalelwe ejele. Okhuluma ukuthi ngiyehluleka ukuthi ngikhangele imuli yami khona ukuthi noma ngaphatheka kungabe likhandi into encane. Angikwanisi ukuthi ngiye eklinika kodwa lokho khona ukuthenga ama-paracetamol, uvalelwe ejele. So thina esikukhalela kuZANU PF ama-political reforms that allows every citizen to participate fairly. Lokuthi kube lama democratic harmonized elections. Ngoba konke lokho akukho. In that